قال الله تعالى now in this surah, Yasin. What is intended by Yasin? What is the meaning of Yasin? The ulama, rahimahumullah, have different opinions concerning this. First opinion is that Allah knows best as to what He intended in this Yasin. This is the first opinion. The second opinion is that the meaning Yasin means Ya Insan or Man. They said that Ya is an article of calling upon someone, and Seen is a word denoting man, so it will mean altogether Yasin, it would mean O man. Others brought different even opinions which have no basis. So should we then say and take by the first opinion that Allah knows best as to what He intended? Regarding these letters that comes as introductory letters to many surahs, from amongst them this surah? Or should we say that it has no meaning, as necessitated by the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. Surah Al-Shu'ara 26 verses 193 to 195. So should we say that it doesn't have a meaning as necessitated by these verses? Let us contemplate these verses, which the trustworthy Ruh Jibreel has brought down upon your heart, that you may be one of the warners in the, look at this, in the plain Arabic tongue. In the plain Arabic tongue. بِرِسَانٍ in عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. And since it is a plain Arabic tongue, then what is necessitated by the plain Arabic tongue? That these letters should have no meaning. And therefore, if we judge every letter that comes in the beginning of the chapters in the Quran, then accordingly, then we would know that Yasin has no meaning as necessitated by the statement of Allah in the plain Arabic tongue, in the plain Arabic language. So, Yasin, Ya is an alphabetical letter, and Seen is also an alphabetical letter without meaning. This opinion was mentioned by Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, who took it to Mujahid, rahimahullah, meaning his source was Mujahid, the narration. And this is a strong opinion, and this is a strong opinion supported by this verse, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ, by plain Arabic language. So we say these letters have no meaning. But then we're going to be faced with the following problem. If we say that they have no meaning, then how come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in His great book, that He mentions words that have no meaning, quote unquote, nonsense? How could we answer to this? The answer is that this usage of these letters that have no meaning has a great significance. Has a great significance. This significance is أيها العرب, O Arabs, you the ones who were incapable to oppose the Quran and bring something like it, you failed to oppose the Quran, you failed to bring something the like of it, not because the Quran brought new letters or a new world, but His words are from the words which you use, built up of alphabetical letters. So this is the great significance, therefore. And that's why you rarely find a surah that begins with these alphabetical letters, except that the Quran is mentioned right afterwards. And this indicates, therefore, that this is what is intended by having these letters. Contemplate this carefully. This is what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and others from the Mufassireen and the ulama went to, that these حروف هجائية, these alphabetical letters, are mentioned in order to signify the incapability of the Arabs to oppose the Quran, although it didn't bring any new words. All these letters are used by them. From these letters they compose the speech and they compose the wording. Alhamdulillah.